News release. Environment Canada. High levels of air pollution will develop tonight due to smoke from forest fires. Smoke plumes from forest fires over northeastern Ontario and Quebec will move into the area overnight tonight, resulting in deteriorated air quality. Conditions may improve for some areas Friday. Air quality and visibility due to wildfire smoke can fluctuate over short distances and can vary considerably from hour to hour. For more details, please consult www.canada.ca/en/environment-climate-change/services/air-quality-health-index/wildfire-smoke.html. Wildfire smoke can be harmful to everyone's health even at low concentrations. Everyone can take action to reduce their exposure to wildfire smoke. People with lung disease, such as asthma, or heart disease, older adults, children, pregnant people, and people who work outdoors are at higher risk of experiencing health effects caused by wildfire smoke. Speak with your healthcare provider about developing a management plan for wildfire smoke events and maintaining a supply of necessary medications at home and always carrying these medications with you during wildfire season. Stop or reduce your activity level if breathing becomes uncomfortable or you or someone in your care feel unwell. Contact your healthcare provider or local health authority if you develop severe symptoms or need advice. Check the Air Quality Health Index, AQI, and monitor your symptoms. People respond differently to smoke. Mild irritation and discomfort are common, and usually disappear when the smoke clears. Drinking lots of water can help your body cope with the smoke. If you have an HVAC system in your home, use the highest rated MERV filter for your system, ideally rated 13 or higher, and set the fan to recirculate air constantly. You can also use a portable high-efficiency particulate air, HEPA, air cleaner. Keep your doors and windows closed if the temperature in your home is comfortable. Take a break from the smoke at a location in your community where you can find clean, cool air. If you must spend time outdoors, a well-fitted respirator-type mask, such as a NIOSH-certified N95 or equivalent respirator, that does not allow air to pass through small openings between the mask and face, can help reduce your exposure to the fine particles in smoke. These fine particles generally pose the greatest risk to health. However, respirators do not reduce exposure to the gases in wildfire smoke. It is important to listen to your body and reduce or stop activities if you are experiencing symptoms. Be sure to check on people in your care and those around you who may be more susceptible to smoke. Reduce sources of indoor air pollution. If you can, avoid smoking or vaping indoors, burning incense and candles, frying foods, using wood stoves and vacuuming. Dust on indoor surfaces can be removed by wiping and wet mopping during a pollution episode. If you experience any feelings of stress, anxiety, or depression, contact your mental health care provider for advice or visit https://www.wellnesstogether.ca/en-saw. Visit www.airhealth.ca for information on how to reduce your health risk and your personal contribution to pollution levels, as well as for current and forecast AQHI values. Please continue to monitor alerts and forecasts issued by Environment Canada. More details on the alert are available here.